Sleep like a champion with your engineered sleep.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And we'll keep it himself from right side, into the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
You know what Mike Krzyzewski needs? He needs a massage over at Urban Nirvana to relax a little bit. Blow a gasket over there. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. I am going to, as soon as my wife can, she's up on her feet, which took a little walk. And I tell you, man, that's one thing I didn't realize, Zach. Like the recovery your body has to go through after pregnancy. But she's doing great. So as soon as we can get her back, you know, out and about and, I'm sorry, out and about, we're going to take her over to Urban Nirvana and let her get a little restoration, mind, body, and spirit. Come into your own calm. Come into your own beauty over at Urban Nirvana. Locations in Charleston. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 locations in Charleston. 3 in Columbia and Lexington. 2 in Greenville. Men, there is a... I call it a green pea, like a green bean green sign over on the left-hand side, a little tab. Purchase your gift cards. Email it to them today. Do it, Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Good people there. In the end, Zach, you're a gentleman. You win, lose, or draw. You have your dignity, and you show some courtesy. And if someone has a message for you after a game, someone of Roy Williams' stature, by the way, and he has a message that he feels strong enough that he wants to take time out of his day to get back out of his locker room, if he wants to say something to you, then it's your duty to sit there and listen to it. You don't just blow him off and blow right to the locker room. Right?
Whatever. Take your phone call. Tell him how right he is. You're wrong on this. And I know you are. I think you know you are. This is a bad take.
I've never had more conviction about any.
This is a terrible take. You don't believe any of it, and I know how you don't believe any of it. You want me to tell you why? When you believe something very firmly, you sit up, you move the mic down. Hold on, listen, and you look directly at me. You look down at the computer screen. You look up at the TV. You haven't looked at me once during this conversation. You don't believe it.
I will tell you this.
You stand on a throne. You sit on a throne of lies.
No, sportsmanship that I learned as a Little League baseball player playing for Rotary and Chester all 5 years and getting the sportsmanship trophy that was taught to me at a very early age. And what the game of golf has taught me still to this day is the humility when you win and the grace when you lose. And it's about being a gentleman, and I will die on this sword on this one. I've never been more convicted about anything in the world on this show than Mike Krzyzewski should have should have stood there and taken whatever gracious words that Roy Williams was willing to give up at that time. Instead, he looked like a little kid that was going to take his ball and go trip on his bottom lip and go home.
Has it occurred to you they might have talked before the game?
They did. And there's a different message after the game.
Imagine that.
They always talk before the game, and then they talk after the game.
Imagine
every
that.
Every coach does it.
Text this morning, Mike and Roy are friends. Roy would have done the same thing if he was worried about one of his kids. Being a high school basketball coach, I know firsthand that the head coach of our rival and I talk prior to the big game, which usually justifies a quick handshake and very few words. Thanks for coming.
Apparently, Roy thought it was more as important enough to...
We're not all at Augusta National, man. We're not taking our hat off and shaking hands after this.
We need to be.
No, we don't.
We could learn a valuable lesson by acting like a gentleman.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yes. Coach K shaking the opponent's hand after the game was very ungentlemanly of him. He shouldn't have done it.
No, but
I hate to hear it.
Blowing by. I assume Zach's playing radio right now. Mickey, you're dead right on this. Zach is showing his age and opinion of being a poor sport. Sportsmanship above all else.
How is this a poor sport? You shook the hand and you moved on. Like this, we're banging our head against a wall that doesn't need to be banged against.
Disagree.
You don't believe this. You're not looking at me. I've seen sporting events with you. This is a lie.
It's not a lie.
This is 100% a lie.
100% is the way I feel.
1,000% a lie.
1,001% not a lie. It's true. It's very true. You're lying. Zeke, this is true, man. I'm saying I can't help it. I can't believe you feel opposite of this. I thought the hockey taught you about.
You're trying to paint me as being a bad sport. I'm not. I shake the hand afterwards. I move on. We're done. I don't want to talk to you about it. We moved on.
Have you ever felt for the loser after you pin somebody?
Have I felt for him? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
You're just a cold-blooded assassin.
You want to go out there and dominate your competition.
Not me.
I don't want to sit there.
I want to dominate him, but after the thing's over, man, I want to congratulate
friendship
you.
Friendship bracelets. And,
no, man. It's
congratulate you.
Oh, man, it's bigger than just that event.
Hey, man, thanks for coming out here and letting us just kick the crap out of you for a couple hours. Really appreciate it. Have a safe ride home, all right?
I watched Danny Ford. Every game the guy won. I want to congratulate the other team. They had a good team, you know, nice staff.
Yeah, he did it in the press conference, right?
Right, and he did it on the field after the game, too. Mm-hmm. Dabo does it better than anybody. Dabo wants to talk to the other coach after the game. Let's get Zeke's thought on this. Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Zeke. Thanks for coming on. How you doing?
What's up, Mickey?
Great win. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Well, I appreciate that. I think here's why I just think Zach's wrong, just for one reason. He's right. All you owe is a shake of the hand. Shake the hand and move on. But honestly, Zach, you don't hate the rivalry. Mike just respects the rivalry. And Roy respects the rivalry. And they are friends. They do talk for the game. But this is about life. If a man, any person, wants to stop and acknowledge and take a second to speak to you, you don't blow them off.
Right.
That's called disrespect. I don't care where it's at in life. If you go to a job interview and the guy says, well, we're not going to hire you, and he wants to talk to you about what you did wrong in the interview, and you just blow by him, it's rude. And you can say you're not, they don't have to do it, you're right. Just didn't have to, but it's rude. It is rude. If you don't buy that, then I'm sorry. That's called life, and you are being young.
It's being rude.
It's rude.
Okay, first of all, hold on. The being young thing is nonsense. Don't do that. We often look at sports as an example of how to lead our lives, and it can be a lot of good things, and I agree with that. But in the moment, in the fierce rivalry that is UNC and Duke, that is an okay scenario where they shake hands and they move on about their lives. We don't need to compare it to a job interview where you did something wrong. That makes no sense. It's not comparable.
Or it is a chance highest time, the most important time with millions of people watching, to prove who you really are. That you're not a guy that's so doggone set in your ways, or you're so doggone not you know, you're being a jerk about it. The guy's trying to have a conversation with you, however long. It wasn't going to be long. It's not like Roy went to talk to him for 10 minutes.
No.
He wanted to offer, and Zach, I think, condolences to Zion Williamson.
Shake hands.
Here's what
I'm
saying, Zach. He only owes him a handshake. I agree. That's all you owe him. Move on. But if someone is speaking to you, to blow by them and not take a couple seconds to listen is rude. I mean, I don't care how you spin it. I don't care if it's the other way around. It's still rude not to stop there, acknowledge them, listen, and move on. It may have been 3 more seconds. But the fact is, most of the media, most people watching are going to say, you know what, that's a jerk move. Krzyzewski's done it before. I guarantee if he would have won, he'd have wanted Roy to sit there and listen to him. It is who he is, and that's okay. We all have...
Uh-oh.
I agree with you, Zach. That's all a man owes you, a handshake. But if a man wants to speak to you, take the time to sit there, look him in the face, and listen, and move on. Truth was, he is a sore loser. He didn't like getting beat. And I don't want to hear this, oh, he was so concerned about Zion. Because I'm going to tell you something. 5 more seconds was not going to affect Zion and his blown-out tennis shoe and his injury. I want to say real quick, I hope Zion's better. I don't like no freaking asterisk game. I don't want excuses. But I will say this, Mickey, before I let you go. Did you read what Mark Jones from ESPN said?
No.
On a tweet being courtside last night? One of the Duke players told Luke May, you're not a 5-star or a 4-star. And Luke May responded, said, no, but I'm wearing out every one of your 5 and 4 stars. Yeah. I'll hang up and get yourself later.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate the phone call. Former ACC basketball player. Sent me a text this morning. He goes, I missed a handshake. So you're saying Coach K did not do his little fake tapping of the other team's coach on the chest and talking to him like he does after all of his wins? If you're going to have conversation after wins with the guy, if you when K wants to do this to you after he wins, it's okay. You have to respect Mike Krzyzewski. You sit there and you listen to him. But when he loses, he tucks his little tail and takes his little ball and goes home and goes pouts back to his mommy. Hey, Dud, if you do it as a winner, you got to do it as a loser. You know what I'm talking about, that Mike, that fake little tap on the chest that he does. Where he's, and he has a little, how long is the conversation, 10 seconds? You see him do it before, Zach?
Yeah.
After wins?
Mm-hmm.
And after losses, he doesn't do it?
So when he's real after losses, it's annoying to you when he's the real person?
Hey, no. I'm saying if you're gonna be real when you win, you be real when you lose. Have a little class either way.
Hate your rival. Can't get enough of it. Shake his hand afterwards and move on.
Jersey Jack's up next, 654 Roar. Good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey and Zach. Over here in Anderson, in my beautiful Carolina flooring garage, building my ark.
Well, build me one too, man. My goodness. I think it's going to stop raining in this calendar year at some point in time.
I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to next week because this is a little wet for a golfer, I can tell you that. Yeah. Hey, anyway, I had a hard time rooting for Carolina last night, but I certainly was for some reason. And I hated to see Zion go down because I wanted Carolina to beat him at full strength. Kind of like when Clemson plays football, I want the other team to have full strength so we can show that we're better than them.
Right.
But it was a good game as far as Carolina's concerned. Duke, a little disappointing, but I saw so many bricks thrown up by both teams, though. It was amazing how all those 4 and 5 stars can't shoot any better than some other teams.
Let me see the stats, how it worked out last night. North Carolina scored 88, so on there. And the game, really, to be honest with you, the game was never close. And maybe Duke was in a little bit of a shock, too, because having to play without Zion. But
yeah, Carolina scored in the paint all night. They couldn't defend him in the paint. But the three-pointers were like bricks.
That's a good point.
Out there.
North Carolina was 2 of 20 from 3. They shot 10% from 3 and won by 16. That's crazy. Duke shot just 34% from the field last night. So, yeah, that's a good point. What a great shooting.
I mean, I was watching all these guys, like, shoot these three-pointers, and they were terrible.
Yeah.
So that was my comment, and let me go to the Y so I can get back here and head out of state.
All right, buddy. Be careful on the road, Jersey Duke.
All right, tell you, you
appreciate the
good
phone
week.
Call. Thank you, buddy. Barrett was 11 of 22, and Reddish was 10 of 23. So that is 21 of 46. The rest of the team... Mickey's doing math here. Let's see here. 26, they made 24 field goals. The rest of the team was 4 of 26 from the field. Jones was 1 of 11. And White was 0 for 5. Goldwire 0 for 3. O'Connell 0 for 4. One of the issues with Duke basketball is you recruit these 5 stars and these 1-and-done guys, and it's great. Duke, though, because of that and because of not being able to build through the juniors and senior classes, that they don't have a lot of depth. We saw Florida State almost beat Duke earlier in the year when Zion got his eye poked out. We saw when Jones went down. Isn't that when Syracuse beat him, when Jones went down? I think that's right. The Syracuse beat him when Jones was out. That there's a razor-thin margin for Duke basketball. If Barrett, Reddish, Williamson, and Jones are healthy, Duke is the best team in the country. But they are one player, one injury away, and maybe you can say that about a lot of folks, but I think that Duke just doesn't have depth. Florida State's not like that, but now Florida State's not as good as Duke. When healthy, Barrett, Reddish, Williamson, and Jones, no one's going to beat them. Well, I can't say that. They're beatable, but they're the best team in the country. But last night, one injury away from getting blown out on the home court by 16 points because of that. Make sense? It's you live by it, you die by it. Depth is just not their deal. And it really showed last night.
All healthy, though, arguably the best team in the country, right?
No, not arguably. They are the best team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Not unbeatable, but the best team in the country. David is an easy 6'5'4 Roar. Good morning, David. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Good. Couldn't be better.
good. I think you're both right and you're both wrong when it comes to Coach K. I think it's something that a man should do, but not something he should be required to do. If you're required to do it, then you're only doing it because you have to do it. If you're doing it because you want to do it, then that makes it seem like it's something more, that you're taking the time to stop and talk to a man after you've had a loss. And, you know, I think that shows to him that y'all kind of respect each other, as opposed to, well, he's just doing this because he has to do it.
I think that's great points, David. I think you make a very good point there. One of my points about this, though, is that we've seen time and time again, as a former ACC basketball player texted in saying, that when Coach K does that tap you on the chest after the game's over, after he beats you, he finds it important enough to take time out to send you a message as a coach, whatever it is. I don't know what goes on. We're not mic'd up, so I don't know what he's saying to him, but he takes 5 to 10 seconds to spread some sort of whatever message he sends the guy. And it's important enough to him to take that time after a win. Then when the shoes are on the other foot, I think it's important enough to you to listen to what the other guys say. I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. But he should have done it. Yes. Should he have been required to do it? No. But yeah, I agree with both of you, and I kind of disagree.
But you know what, too, David, is I like doing business. I like hanging out with friends. I like being around people who do more than just the required, what's required, right. You know, give me a little extra. No, I'll invest in you. You know, you get people I go patronize as a customer. There's, you go a little extra mile for me. I like that. Don't just do just what's required. And I like that in my people I hang out with. Anyway, you make good points.
More
so I appreciate
than,
you.
More than just
yeah,
more than just the minimum 15 pieces of flair.
Right. Very good point. Office Space. Thanks, David. Appreciate the phone call.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. Have you seen Office Space?
Yes, I have.
I've not seen Cool Runnings. Last night, as I'm watching, or yesterday, as I'm watching Draft Day, I'm looking at my wife and went, you know, because she watched the ending with me, and I go, Mary, you know what? I kind of like this movie. This is a really good football movie. She said, imagine you've watched Remember the Titans.
Imagine that.
Still hadn't seen it.
You still got to watch it, man.
I waited on Drake to watch Remember the Titans. So now that he's here,
we started this Remember the Titans conversation before your wife was pregnant.
Right.
Let's be clear about that. So you're not waiting on Drake. You just put it off for so long that you're going to continue to do so.
How good is it?
It's really good. It's a top 5 movie of all time. Top 5 sports movie of all time.
What else is in that conversation? Miracle?
Miracle's in that conversation.
Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with him.
What is in the top 5? I guess you could put Hoosiers in that conversation. It's up there with those kind of movies. Field of Dreams. I love Field of Dreams.
Boy, Field of Dreams gets you, huh?
Oh, that's a good movie.
Him and his dad want to have a catch.
Whoo, boy, that's a good movie.
You don't think me and Drake get better throwing a little baseball in the backyard, do you?
Listen.
Have a little catch.
That's going to be a nice one. Can you still throw?
Me?
Yeah.
Rocket arm over here.
Do you?
Yeah. Rocket calf, rocket arm.
Are you going to go the to his dad route there and make him throw lefty instead of righty, bat lefty instead of righty?
My college roommate calls me yesterday, and he says, "But I got something good for you." He goes, "I know you love a little fella right now. Everything's going great right now." I went, "Yeah." And he goes, "Let me tell you what's the best. He's got 3 sons. One's 25 and doing great. Married, working. The other one's graduating from Clemson this year, and the other one's in the 7th grade." And he goes, "You know what the best times as a dad is the ones that you're out there in the yard with your son having knockdown, drag out basketball games, like throwing a ball at each other, that kind of stuff. You know, like that whole getting mad at the, you know, like just those great lessons." He goes, "And then when your son's beating," he goes, my youngest son now beats me more than I beat him, which is pretty cool. Graham looks the same way, right? Did she have that with her and her brother and her dad out there?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think she had that. Hey, my great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com want to make sure that you have the right mortgage right now. There are times where you need to, refinance. There's times where you need to hold them. Remember the Kenny Rogers song, "Know When to Hold Them, Know When to Fold Them"? Let them just take a look at your mortgage right now and see if there is a way that maybe they can save you some money. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Great team. Let them start talking to you. Refinancing is something that I don't know exactly when to hold them, when to fold them, but I go to Mark Hawkins and go, Mark, what do we need to do here, man? We need to do this right now. We need to hang on this right now. If you haven't reviewed this in a while, do it. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. I need my wife to call in, Zach, because what she has seen from me, now as a, like I said, when I was a kid, I was a punk kid and said punk things to other fans or whatever, after games. My wife has seen me do this many, many times the last couple of years. After a football game is over, the opponent, we're walking down Death Valley, whatever, pat him on the back. Hey, good luck to y'all the rest of the season. Don't have to do it. A little extra, little, hey, man, good luck to y'all next week. Y'all play Notre Dame next week, man, pulling for you. Good luck to you guys next week.
Yep, you're better than everybody else out there.
No, I'm not better than anybody else out there.
Congratulations.
I'm not. But
we've told the story on there. We know that you've done this.
Right. Good luck.
We also have heard the stories of you screaming at women, screaming at men.
When I was a punk.
Screaming at other people. Last year?
When I was a punk.
Last year?
When was it last year? I'm glad Drake didn't see it.
I mean, you can't have both sides here, bud.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to tell you that even when I did it, I was wrong.
You can't have your cake and eat it, too.
At Georgia Tech last year, I was wrong. I made a statement about there being a high school offense, and I shouldn't have said it, and the woman cussed me out for it. I shouldn't have said it. I was being a punk. I shouldn't have done it.
Who cares?
We'll take a break. I do. I don't want my son seeing that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment. And then Bradley Lecroy and Paul Strelo. That's a good Thursday right there. A little Clemson baseball. A little Clemson recruiting news. 7:45 and 8:05. Don't miss all that. But your reaction right after this.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van life? Work truck? Motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a three-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Here is a tough question that needs a good answer. Why have you not booked your free consultation with the Health Fair yet? Walt Diptula here, and if you're wrestling with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and you want those symptoms gone, you need to book your free consultation with the Health Fair. You need to do it now, even if you just want to lose weight. But think, it's too hard. Book your free consultation. The Health Fair really works in a big way. A big thing I love about the Health Fair is that it's not some magic pill. It's a lifestyle plan with a big support team and lots of help. You can have carbs, even eat fast food. It's like nothing else. Anyone can do the Health Fair, and yes, this includes you. Turn your radio up and repeat after me. Today is the day you will dig out of that unhealthy hole. Book your consultation with the Health Fair. Do it for yourself and your family. Don't put it off. The Health Fair is so confident, they even guarantee your success. Visit IDareGreenville.com. Your health is too important to wait. Go to IDareGreenville.com. That's IDareGreenville.com.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap, here comes Freddie, and it's ball.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
Hey, our friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. You know the thing about life, you hear this all the time, Zach, like the days are long, but the years are short. Well, the months get short now when you're thinking about your friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, because like it's already February the 21st. Like, where did February go? We're two-thirds of the way, or three-fourths of the way through February. Mickey doing math.
On-air math, Mickey.
Right. We're three-fourths of the way through this thing. With that said, here's the bottom line. It's going to be April the 15th, pretty doggone soon. Don't procrastinate. Don't do it. Get out. Take care of it. Get it done. Saturday is the day to get it done. In case you can't get away before then, make your appointment. I have heard now from five or six or seven people who've already done it and said, man, it just went great again this year. I get these texts sometimes or these emails sometimes or from people who talk to me. This is our 8th year with Donnie, our 10th year with Donnie. This is our 3rd year with Donnie, our 20th year with Donnie. I know folks have been doing it for 30 years, and they're always with the Patterson Tax Service, and they're not leaving. PATTAX.com. I think I'm on about my 7th or 8th year, and I'll keep doing it. PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Anywhere you can hear my voice. You can scan an email and get everything they need, and they'll take care of you like nobody else can. 654 Roar, Bradley Leakroy 745, Paul Strelo 805, Northland Communication phone line in this segment, 654 Roar. Andrew is in Clemson. Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. And first of all, Mickey, I hadn't called in since the birth of the Drake, and congratulations to you and Meredith. That's great, and I'm glad that everybody's healthy and safe and got a great little boy coming on.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
And that's great stuff. The Coach K thing, one thing you said that I'm not disagreeing with, but you said you got to be real when you win, real when you lose. I think he was being real when he loses. he's a bad loser.
Right. He's a bad loser. That's right.
I think he was being real on both ends.
Right.
But if you got a second, will you listen to me about the Colin Kaepernick thing?
Sure.
Okay. So here's my thing about that. We don't know what the settlement was. So when people say, okay, Colin Kaepernick won, or the NFL admitted that they were wrong, or whatever, we don't know. It's all confidential. We don't know if he got paid $80 million. We don't know if he got paid $10. We don't know anything, and we never will. All we really know is that there was going to be stuff in the discovery that was going to be harmful to the NFL. And so they paid him. And we don't even know. It could be just as likely that the NFL's not paying it, that two owners are paying it. Because they were going to have harmful things in there. Because once they go in that discovery process, there was going to be millions and millions of dollars spent just paying the attorneys to turn over all this information. And they were going to be able to get into all kinds of stuff that the NFL was not going to want and the owners were not going to want out there that had happened. So they paid him. Doesn't mean, I'm not even sure he would have won the case, but there was going to be things that were going to be harmful to the NFL. And now that they're talking about these rumors of you know, the Panthers and the Patriots are the two teams that are likely to offer him contracts or something. I'm not sure what to think about that, but that just makes me think that those might have been the two owners that had some things in their closet that were going to come out that weren't going to be good. I mean, there's the whole thing. We don't know, and we'll never know because it's all confidential. And so just speculating about it doesn't really do much good and doesn't really say anything one way or another other than there was something out there that was going to hurt the NFL's image, and that's about it. But anyway, you guys have a great rainy, thundering, lightning morning in Clemson.
Andrew,
and take care.
Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. We had a rainy morning, a rainy, thundery month. February just rained. It's all right. I think better weather is coming. On Colin Kaepernick, I have never shied away from any subject on the show, and I like dialogue. However, I have about 6 minutes left in the segment, and then I have Bradley LeCroy at 7:45, and I have Paul Strelow at 8:05. And if we're going to do Colin Kaepernick, if that's where we want to go, I need more than 6 minutes. And I don't want to get too caught up in that. If we want to do a whole Kaepernick show or Kaepernick segment, or Kaepernick hour, I can get into it. I think it is worthy of conversation. I think it's worthy of dialogue. And I like learning. And I like expressing my opinion of it. I like hearing your opinion of it. But that's more than now 5 minutes to do that. Actually, we've got about 4 minutes to do that. That's a different time, different place. And it's something I find fairly interesting. So we'll do much more of that coming up. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Let's get David up next. Hey, good morning, David. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing great, Mickey. Hey, thanks for getting me in.
Well, I'm glad to have you.
Listen, on this rainy day, you know, you and I talked yesterday about me having lunch with my good friend, President Clement, and his lovely wife, Beth. Had the chicken, the green beans, mashed potatoes, and the delicious chocolate Oreo pudding. It was amazing over at the Madron Center. But, you know, Mick, I inspired myself yesterday to think about Clemson basketball. We were talking a lot of great ideas yesterday, using people to help us generate butts in the seat. And that's what our campaign should be for 2020. And really, the rest of 2019. For North Carolina at 6 o'clock on a Saturday, that's not going to be hard to do. What we're looking for is butts in the seat, B-I-T-S, bits, for Saturday noon against a very lackluster Boston College, a team that could easily come down here and beat us. So looking at the wide span of Clemson basketball, here's some ideas that I've come up with, Mick. Feel free to shoot them down. Feel free to champion them. JMI, I hope you're listening.
All right, hold on. Let me get the do you have the bomb over there or the blow-up sound? Let me get this. Do we have it over there?
Is
that...
Hey.
Okay, so if we like it, it won't hear that. All right, what you got for us?
Wait a minute. If we like it, I want a woo. If we don't like it, I want a bomb.
Golly.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Idea number one, I want more orange out. Our collar is orange. I want T-shirts. I don't want those 6 or 7 T-shirts that the cheerleaders are throwing out at TV timeout. You want me to come, students. You want fans around the area. Give me T-shirts. T-shirts are not expensive. You can go to a local group, and they can make us T-shirts. Clemson basketball. We need to be promoting Clemson basketball. Hey, Brad, you know, champion this as well. Let's help us get this out. All right.
Hold on, Zach. What do you think?
Okay.
Hold on, Zach. Zach didn't
lie. No.
You got to explain it. What's your issue over there?
Yeah, T-shirts are flimsy. I'm not a T-shirt guy, to be honest with you. Throwing them out at sporting events. Every couple minutes is fine, but everybody doesn't need them. It's fine.
All right. Number two.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Number two is, you know how we got Krzyzewskiville with the tent? Well, we've got such a great area outside of Little John where everybody goes in. on rainy days like this for 9 o'clock. Listen, you've got enough money to put canopies up, clean off that deck, get the students in a dry area so they can stand out there getting ready to come in. There's no reason why we should have our students and our fans standing out there in the rain waiting to get in. Let's give them something to a dry area to walk into. And go ahead. Bob. There you go. Well, I got it. So we're 50-50. All right, we're batting 500. Give free concessions for you. You want to do some kind of great, don't just do it to the students. You've got to incent fans to come to these games, all right? Even the early season games. Get them out there shooting free throws. Lucky ticket, season ticket. You win free concessions for a year. Now, that's just your seat. That's not your family. But if your ticket, there you go. Hey, I'm two for one, two for three. And lastly, well, no, two more. One, change the seating where the camera shows, you know, the gray seats, the rich people seats. That is the worst grouping of seats in the entire stadium because there's nobody in there except for Duke and for North Carolina and maybe even South Carolina. Rich people, if you can't come, give your seats away. Those are great seats. You don't need to have them sitting there empty. So move the camera angles and move the benches. And last one, Mickey, you've got enough staff to where we're going to call the rich folks and go, hey, are you coming to the game tonight? If you're not, go to the Little John Community Center. Go to the Palmetto Downs or Piedmont Downs or whatever it's called where we have the old folks and bus them in. We're going to give you guys the tickets that these folks aren't using. We need butts in the seat. And lastly, moms and dads in the car letting your kids listen to Mickey. Tweet them and tell them you want free T-shirts. Free T-shirts are a great idea. So these are my ways to help improve. Mickey, I'm going to continue this. I'm inspired to get this thing going because butts in the seats are going to put recruits in this situation, and maybe we're going to get some guys that will come in because they want to be cheered by full house
bits
instead of a half-empty house.
I like it, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. Bits. I like it. Did you like the last one?
Did you like the last one?
Yes.
Did you?
I don't want people tweeting me about tickets. Dilly dilly. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. It's almost, it seems like 2 to 3 to 4 days a week now, I get emails, and I'm interested to see, like, what are they coming up with now? What's next over at Palmetto Dunes? What's next? What's happening next? Well, I can tell you, next is a big-time spring. They've got all, like, their fireworks things. They do a bunch of fireworks over there at Shelter Cove. I don't talk enough about Shelter Cove. The food, the boating over there, the where you can get the fishing guides over there. That's awesome. The shopping over there, that's awesome. It's just a big part of what they do at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The full ocean front resort where everything's in front of you and everything's having a great time is awesome. It's our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Quickly, we have the World Golf Championships in Mexico today. Dustin Johnson at 11:51 local time, Kevin Kisner at 12:15 local time, and Kyle Stanley is going at 1:15 local time. Mexico City, Zach, is that 2 hours behind us? Is that right? I think that might be 2 hours behind us. I think I'm right by that. One hour. That's it?
6:42 a.m. in Mexico City.
Really? Really? Thought that would have been better. All right. Also, the Puerto Rico Open going on today, and we have local players here. Scott Brown, that's the opposite of the World Golf Championship. Scott Brown's already 1 over through 4. Jonathan Bird is playing, hit 11:40 this morning, and DJ Trahan 11:50. So, altogether, 6 PGA Tour players on 2 different events from the state of South Carolina, part of our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Again, the beautiful part of Palmetto Dunes is that they have something for everybody. You've got 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and 6-year-old, two boys and a girl, two girls and a boy and the wife, and take the parents down and the grandparents down. Everybody goes down. There's something for everybody to do. The beaches, the bikes, the tennis, the pickleball, the golf, the shopping, the food, everything you need, great accommodations. There's someone there willing to help you right now to set up those accommodations. The place to find all this and the phone numbers and everything you need to know is simple. The award-winning team at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. We'll come back. Bradley LeCroy joins us talking Clemson baseball right after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials. From 3 to 6, ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason. Because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
Are you over 40, need more stamina, don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinos works on the genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinos combines muscle building with increased endurance. Order at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our wonderful friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. You heard Jersey Jack talk about it. I get people talking about it all the time now. Ours looks great. I get it all the time. The great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. How does it work? You call them, they'll set up an appointment with you. 10 minutes, they'll come by. It's a 10-minute deal. They'll show you what they do, the colors. They'll measure your garage floor. They're going to give you an estimate, walk you through it, and show you like before and after pictures. Then they'll set another appointment up for you when they want to do it. When you sign up for it, they'll move everything out of your garage, lay this epoxy-based flooring down, put these chips down. It's going to look awesome. And they move everything back in your garage, and they leave. You don't move anything. You don't move a finger, and they do it, and it's awesome. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim today, 404-8158. It is baseball season, and eventually it's going to stop raining. We're going to get some baseball in this weekend, and can't wait to talk more of that with Bradley Leroy, Clemson Baseball. Good morning, Coach Leroy. How you doing?
Doing great, Mickey. How about you?
Great. I couldn't be more excited about the season started, and I want to get to – let's talk first pitching. Your thoughts on what you got from the Brooks Crawford, who we knew a little bit about, and then the three freshmen since then, the bullpen and Matt Clark, the Spires and these guys. What's your overall impression of what you guys got on the mound?
Yeah, obviously we feel good about it. We got a lot of competition on the pitching staff, and when it came down to it, after losing Strider, who probably would have been a weekend starter for us, obviously that opened up a spot for a guy. And Brooks was great in the fall in the preseason, so he earned that Friday night spot. And then we sharpened Robleski. They were really good. They're freshmen, but they were better than the other guys, and so we gave them their starts, and they pitched extremely well. And then Keyshawn on Tuesday, he was, no hits through five innings. We ran him back out there in the sixth. We probably should have gotten him out after five, but, it's tough to take a guy out with no hitter, and he was only at, 62 pitches. But he threw the ball extremely well. And in the bullpen, we feel like the bullpen is going to be a strength again for us this year. We were so good out of the bullpen last year, and we feel we might even be better this year with Carson and with Spires and Clark and Weatherly and Holt Jones and Jacob Hennessy. And then we've got some guys that haven't even thrown yet that we need to get out there. We've got Luke Summerfield, who's a grad transfer from St. Louis, who's really good. Owen Griffith hasn't thrown yet. We were going to start another freshman on Wednesday, Jackson Lindley, who's really good, but obviously the game got rained out against Tennessee Tech. So we need a play so we can get some guys out there. But we're very pleased with the way the pitch staff threw the ball. Very excited about the young guys, the way they competed, the way they handled the moment. The future is really bright for those guys.
No doubt about it. You answered two of my next questions. You read my mind. Who was going to start? You mentioned Lindley, and then who haven't we not seen? Because I know you have some guys you want to get out there. Something that I think that Monty's talked a little bit about, the plan for Davis Sharp. Look, we always know, man, these plans change all the time, and you're kind of just finding your ball club and finding roles. But on days that where Davis Sharp is not the starting pitcher, or he's going to be the DH, can he play first? Would you do that? And on the days that he is a starting pitcher, will he hit in the future?
Yeah, I think this, it's kind of day to day. I mean, obviously he's got to be in the lineup for us, especially when he doesn't pitch. And there'll be times probably where he plays first base, especially once, Wilkie gets back to 100% and we catch Hackenberg. That way we can DH Wilkie and we can play Sharp at first, and maybe we move Birdie over to third and we put Sam Hall on left. The good thing about it is we got some moving parts. Whether he hits when he pitches, I think a lot of that's going to depend on the matchup, on who the other pitcher is. If we feel like it's a really good matchup for Davis and we need him in the lineup along with, him pitching that day, then we'll probably do it. If it's just an okay matchup or a bad matchup, we'll probably just let him concentrate on pitching. He's pretty mature. We think he can handle some things that most freshmen can't. So if we need to hit him when he's pitching, we'll definitely do it.
Right, left field, you tried a bunch of bodies out there. You know a lot about him. You're still trying to find out a lot. Give me an idea of how you can see this left field situation shaking out here in the next, maybe month or so, and really what the potential holds out in left.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Obviously, we got four or five guys, in Meredith and Majakowski and Ferry and Henderson, and Matt Cooper hasn't even got an opportunity yet, and he'll get one soon.
You know, it was a deal where all of them played really good in preseason camp. No one separated themselves to be the guy. We always talk about, you know, you got to earn it. And nobody really earned to be the number one guy. So we're getting some other guys opportunities. I think we'll just continue to play the matchups. Obviously, you know, two guys that we're really excited about there is obviously Kier Meredith, who brings an element of the speed game, can get on base, steal bases, cause havoc. And then we're really excited about the freshman Chad Ferry, you know, the big left-handed hitter from Greenwood, South Carolina. He's got some power. He does a really good job of controlling his at-bats and being an on-base guy as well. You know, he's still a freshman. He's still learning, but he's going to be a really, really good hitter in our program. So we got to get him some at-bats, that's for sure.
All right, behind the plate, both Hackenberg and Wilkie played. Talk us through that, the thought process of what one brings compared to the other one and maybe DHing when they're not catching. And for the first time, really, I think you've got, you know, two really solid guys behind the plate.
Yeah, we're fortunate. We got two really good guys behind the plate. I mean, we got a returning All-ACC player and then, you know, a freshman who's, you know, probably defensively is as good as anybody in the country. Guy who had an opportunity to play professional baseball that came to school. And, you know, it's one of those things where, obviously, Wilkie's the guy. I mean, he's the returner. He's all-conference player. But Hack's in there, too. And, you know, whether it's one-time weekend, you know, Hack catches and Wilkie DHs. Hack catches the midweek game and Wilkie DHs. You know, we just can't. We have the luxury now where we don't have to catch Wilkie every single game. You know, we were catching him doubleheaders last year, and by the end of the year, it wears you out. So we've got to figure out, you know, what a good system is. I mean, obviously, I know Hack called Robleski last weekend. Do we stay with that where he catches, you know, Robo every weekend? And we'll see. And a lot of it, too, depends on just like the shock is. It depends on the matchup with opposing pitcher. You know, is this a good matchup for Hackenberg? Is this a good matchup for Wilkie? And we'll decide that, you know, the day before the game or on game day.
Remember Brad Chalk's freshman year, he looked overmatched a little bit, and then he turns into be a pro and an All-ACC guy. Teodosio at times last year looked a little bit that way. This year he's coming to his own. I talked to Bill Spires on Sunday about Teodosio. He raves about the athleticism, the quickness that the guy has. And, Coach, he had two doubles and two homers and five RBIs. He's hitting .333. It looks like that he's one of those that's really matured and really kind of taking his game up to where I know you guys liked it, you know, when you signed him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously his skill set is off the charts. You know, he can run, he's strong, he's athletic. And you're right, I mean, he had freshman moments last year where he looked overmatched at times at the plate. But the one thing that Bryce will do, Bryce will work as hard as anybody on our team, or even harder. So he's really committed himself to becoming a better hitter, you know, on the breaking ball. And when he gets in count where they're going to throw him fastball, not to miss it. And obviously in the first four games, it showed up with a couple big home runs. And you know, he's always going to play really good defense in center field. And he can run the bases and do some things to help the team. And yeah, it's a good thing to have. We, you know, we're kind of hiding him down there in the eight hole and hoping people don't figure him out. But he's made a lot of strides, and you have to give him credit for that. I mean, he's worked extremely hard. We gave him a plan of what he needs to improve on, and he's done a great job with it.
All right, VMI coming to town, three-game set. We'll keep an eye on weather. It looks like it could get better Saturday and Sunday. What do we know about VMI and the Cadets coming to town?
Yeah, I mean, solid club. Obviously, you know, they're at the Southern Conference, which we – are familiar with Wofford and Furman and Western Carolina, teams like that would play. So it's going to be a club that, you know, they played at Wilmington last weekend in a tournament. They went 2-2, lost both games to UNC Wilmington, who's got a really good program. Both games were really tight. They had a chance to win late. So it's going to be a good challenge for us. You know, they're going to be, you know, tough kids. They're going to come in here and compete. You know, we're just looking forward to getting back on the field, you know, tired of being in the indoor and in the cages. So hopefully the weather will break and we can get out there and get three games in this weekend.
I know we had a little bit of you know, the news of Strider and some of those guys. How about coming out of the first four games? Any pulls, early season banged up guys that might be a little bit limited this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, Wilkie obviously is a little bit banged up. It's nothing serious. He's got little thing going on with his wrist, some tendonitis. You know, he's feeling a lot better yesterday. We'll see how he's feeling today. Will he, you know, if we play on Friday, will he play on Friday? I'm not sure. I'm sure he'll play at some point this weekend. We're not very concerned about it. But that's a good thing that we've got Hackenberg back there because we feel good about him. So we'll evaluate him today and see where he's at. I would expect him to be back for this weekend. But we're kind of early in the season, kind of taking it slow on him.
Hey, Coach, let's talk next week. Gamecocks coming to town, man. It's crazy. But we'll talk. Let's talk some Clemson, South Carolina next week. Great luck this weekend. Great luck, middle of next week. And let's preview a big rivalry coming to town next weekend.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's our good friend Bradley Leroy, Clemson baseball. Great stuff there. Hey, First Class Halt, located in Greenville, 297-1212. Located in Anderson, 260-9600. Bad news. They're not going to work on your Ford, your Chevy. They're not going to work on your Nissan. They're not going to work on all that kind of stuff. Look, they do Hondas. They do Acuras. They do Lexus. They do Toyotas. Simple as that. They take very much pride in treating you exactly how the dignity that you need to be treated in. That goes to, like, the waiting rooms. That goes into how they communicate with you. That goes even, like, picking you up if you're on Lake Kiwi. That goes to the shuttles that they do. That goes to being upfront, honest, but also understanding where you are. That goes to being, like, only giving you the best when it comes to parts. 3 years, 36,000 miles. Whichever comes first. That goes to giving you all the ASC certified technicians that are right there doing everything and doing like they're doing it. Only working on Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. First Class Halt. Check them out online. FirstClassHalt.com. Good folks there.